Welcome back. Crush A Lot Podcast presents 10 Minute Review. That's right, just 10 minutes. We're not going to fluffer it up for we could get more for more revenue, because we don't get revenue, because that's just, you know, we call it how it is. That's kind of bullshit. We do this because we love it. No Sir Love Day. As you already know, he has a side gig in the adult industry. So he has a bear suit on his head, and they're blurring out his, he's in Japan right now, blurring out his lower appendages, making scenes where he can make that rent money. I had to bring back a friend of the show. Yeats is here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Man, I am good. It's getting a little muggy here in Brooklyn, but that's how it is. What part of the world you at?
New Orleans.
Oh, you're in New Orleans. Man, I have to go down there. I've been wanting to go down there. Just with kids, it's kind of hard, and I want to go out there and be an adult. not a kid, but let's go right into our review. Check out our review that we did right before this, Shay Noir. We're looking forward to her, but this is an interesting EP we're doing with the EPs. It came out a little late last year, and it's an interesting EP because, one of the producer of this Hobgoblin is already tearing up 2019. With his project with Mav, Angels and Demons. We're talking about the project Martyr Music with Jamil Honesty. Man, this is an interesting EP. I'm interested in really going into it because there's so many layers to this. This is definitely different from our last review. This is a full-fledged EP with many different layers to it. Let's peel that onion back. What were your thoughts on this?
I enjoyed it. I like Jamil. I hate to make comparisons, but he sounds like he would fit right in as a Wu affiliate. He's got like that cadence and almost the same slang, you know, and not in like a copycat fashion. It's his own style, you know. Don't get me wrong. But I like what I heard. A lot of the features that's on the EP are guys that I listen to, Jay Sinai, Jay Royale, these guys. I mean, there's some dope MCs that are featured on this album, and I liked it, man. I liked it as a whole.
How was that production? Hobgoblin kind of making a big name for himself. 2018, he had some good beats on compilations and EPs, but didn't. Until this album was his, my understanding, his first full project from beginning to end, where he produced it. Now we know he has Angel and Demons. What were your thoughts on his production? Because it's very unique, but yet familiar.
Well, I'll go straight to a song that jumped out to me from the beginning, and it was the I Am joint with the Dells sample. Man, that song just reached out and grabbed me. I thought it was great from the rhymes, and especially that production, the drums, very hard drums. I mean, I can't say enough about that joint. And also Scribes. I would say Scribes is like the absolute best song from the whole joint, in my opinion. Features J Royale. And I mean, both guys, I mean, they go in and they just bar it up, in my opinion. I think they work well together, you know.
Yeah, I could definitely see a project with them too, for sure. I think for me, Jamil Honesty, I'm a 99.5% sure. Someone correct me. Crush A Lot Podcast at gmail.com or Crush A Lot Cheese on Twitter. I didn't plan out my social media names very well. So on Instagram, you can find me at Crush A Lot Podcast. Twitter, Crush A Lot Cheese. I'm 99.5% sure that he's from Staten Island. And that's probably where you get that influence from. Because if right. I didn't know any better, this was a Wu-Tang type of album.
Like, absolutely.
If I didn't know any better. Not looking at anything. Someone just gave me a blank disc. So I mean, MP3 file, and I heard it. I'm like, is RZA making beats again that are good, that are worth talking about? Pause. Let that sink in. I just took a jab. I just did that. I'm ashamed of myself, but I had to do it. I think Jamil as an MC had such great command of the pocket that he was given by Hobgoblin. I thought that whatever inspiration he had for this, he absolutely killed it. Like, modern music, as even the title itself lets you know that he's a thinker. He thinks about things. He analyzes things, and it came off. Like, there's times where he definitely does that street stuff. Like, I love that stuff. That, listen, he's definitely in it. But there were moments where you could tell he has a higher level of thinking and seeing the world. You know, he does talk about briefly about, you know, Trayvon Martin and all those, you know, making smart references to them. And that made me want to hear more about that. Not as a, that situation, but I think he's someone that, once more established, could definitely use his voice to tell more of the story of black and brown folks. And I just walked away wanting more of that part of him. But he does give you everything else that comes with this subgenre of hip-hop. This is grimy hip-hop, New York style hip-hop. And for me, that gives me a hip-hop hard-on. It does. Because it's what I love. And yep, he hit it lyrically. If you're going to go there, you better come with it. And I thought he did a great job. He made me want to listen to him more. I don't know when his next project's coming. I think there's a new project he came out with. But I want more him and Hobgoblin. Saying that, the features on this are also complimentary. This is smart use of MCs that just make your product more rich. A Cyanide, fantastic. The singing with Ace Cannon, hit or miss for me, but I do like that there was a strong accent in there that I did like. It wasn't like this, you know, I'm not always a big fan of hip hop and R&B, but this worked for me. I did like the little, Ace just had a nice little accent to it that made a big difference for me in terms of if I liked it or not. Of course, J. Royale from Baltimore, friend of the show, amazing MC. Go check out the Ivory Stoop with him. He goes perfectly with this style of music. So, and Rome Street and Cold 9 also. What a last track. Oh, those, yeah, MCs. Like, Cold 9 is crazy. And Rome Street is like New York royalty at this point. So no, the features were great. Didn't take away from his spotlight. And good scratching by the DJ Grasshopper, which I love scratching. Anybody who can put scratching on their shit is going to make me happy. But As good as Jamil did, this, for me, was about Hobgoblin. And maybe they're not going to like this. Hobgoblin production was top-notch. So many interesting sounds. Even sounds that shouldn't sound menacing, like a strumming of a guitar.
Right.
How is that sound so, like, gave me, like, I feel very uncomfortable right now. Like, it's just a strumming of a guitar. Very simple. Yep. Bring, right? I think it's modern music, where track number two, right after the intro. Like, this shouldn't be as uncomfortable as it is. And it was. And that's how the whole album was. I think modern music was really about this underlying tale of sacrificing yourself for the better good. And if that means for the street, if that means for your code of honor, that's what I walked away. So I think there's so many layers to this. But Hobgoblin production, the sampling, the kicking of the drums, and knowing when to pull back those drums to let the instrumentals breathe, and giving a pocket for Jamil to really step up and take the lead. Man, just good stuff. 8 songs, which is definitely worth everyone's time. What ratings do you have here? 5 being buy it, 4 being keep it in heavy rotation, 3 being a stream it. There's, you know, 3 is like, you know, it's good. It's worth your time. You may not like everything, but, you know. And 2 is like, take the 2 songs you want, put in a playlist. And 1 is like, complete trash. Like that Giggs album. At me. What do you got?
I'm going with a strong 4. Just one quick thing. Shout out to DJ Grasshopper, man. This isn't done enough in hip hop, in my opinion. I'm every once in a while I get on Twitter and all caps hip hop. We need DJs featured on these albums, and they did it on this track, and I salute them for it. So that I really enjoy that.
Yeah, for sure. This is a 5. I bought it. I pre-ordered it. It better come on time. I bought it. I think everyone should buy it. This is the beginning, I think, of a great career for Jamil. This is already the beginning of Hobgoblin. He already has another classic under his belt with Mav. This is everything I want in my hip-hop music. Every inch of it is what I want in what hip-hop is. This is poor man's music with a lot of love, a lot of sophistication, but a lot of thoughtfulness. Staying true to your roots, but still looking forward. Excellent. All the way around, I couldn't recommend it anymore. And if you don't like it, I think you probably like the Giggs album. That's kind of like the conclusion I've come to. Crush a Lot Podcast presents 10-minute reviews. Man, we appreciate your time. We're going to have you back on the show. Well, you know, everyone's welcome to come on the show. Hit me up, Crush a Lot Podcast, Crush a Lot Cheese, and Crush a Lot Podcast at gmail.com. Let us know how we're doing. We'll get back to you in the next one. Peace.